from Western Iowa's information leader. It's KCIM News at 6.
Good afternoon. I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at KCIM's evening news. But first, let's take a look at our weather. Currently 38 degrees down here at the KCIM studios in Carroll. As we take a look at that weather forecast for tonight, mostly clear skies with lows around 23. We'll see some north-northwest winds becoming light and variable later into the evening. Tomorrow, sunny skies with highs near 62 degrees with some southwest winds that could gust as high as 28 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 26 with northwest winds around 8 miles per hour turning northeast after midnight. Thursday, mostly sunny with highs near 49 with east-northeast winds gusting as high as 18 miles per hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy with low temps around 25 degrees. We'll see some east-northeast winds between 11 and 16 miles per hour that could gust as high as 25. Friday, a slight chance of snow before noon with a chance of rain and snow between noon and 1 p.m. and then a chance of rain after that 1 o'clock hour. Otherwise, though, mostly cloudy skies with highs near 40 degrees. That chance of precip currently about 50% with new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Friday night, rain is likely before 9 p.m. with rain and snow between 9 and 10 p.m., then snow likely after the 10 o'clock hour. Otherwise, though, mostly cloudy with lows around 28. Currently, that chance of precip Friday evening, 70%. Going into the weekend on Saturday, we do have a chance of snow before 11 a.m. with a chance of rain between 11 and 1 p.m. We'll see partly sunny skies otherwise with highs near 43. That chance of precip, 30%. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. On Sunday, partly sunny with highs near 47. Sunday night, we do have a chance of rain and snow with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 33. That chance of precip, 40% on Sunday evening. Monday, the chance of rain and snow continues with mostly cloudy skies and highs near 43. Got a 60% chance of precip there. Monday night, the chance drops to 50%, but rain and snow is still possible with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 27. And looking towards next Tuesday, mostly sunny skies and highs near 40 degrees. That's been a quick look at your weather forecast. We'll take a quick break here, folks. When we come back, it's a look at news here on Western Iowa's information leader, 1380 KCIM.
Good teachers know how to bring out the best in students. Where would we all be if we didn't have those great teachers challenging and inspiring us? Carroll Broadcasting is celebrating our area teachers with our second annual Teacher of the Year contest. We have received many incredible letters about teachers that are making a difference both in the classroom and outside in students' lives as well. Send us your letter today and tell us about that special teacher you know. Also, tell us what words best describe them and possibly share a photo. One winning teacher will receive a Teacher of the Year award along with $500. Anyone can nominate a great teacher, current or former students, parents, or even co-workers. Entry forms can be filled out online at carrollbroadcasting.com or pick them up here at the radio station from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. Deadline for entries is coming up Monday, April the 2nd. What a more fitting way to say thank you to some of the most influential people in your life than to nominate them for our Teacher of the Year contest with 1380 KCIM, Kick 106.7 and 93.7 KKRL.
Listening to KCIM has never been easier with your Amazon device. Just say, play KCIM.
Play KCIM.
Play KCIM.
Play KCIM.
And you'll get all of our local news, weather, farm, and all the local sports coverage, plus the Iowa State Cyclone.
Play KCIM.
Play KCIM.
Play KCIM.
To start, just tell your Amazon device to enable KCIM. And from then on, you're set and ready to listen anytime.
Play KCIM.
Play KCIM.
1380 KCIM streaming is now online at 1380kcim.com and on your Amazon device.
Play KCIM.
Play KCIM.
Making it even easier to stay connected to Western Iowa's information leader.
Welcome back. I'm Nathan Cones with your KCIM Evening News. At exactly 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, students around the country will be taking part in a peaceful protest on gun violence. The National School Walkout will last for 17 minutes as a tribute to the 17 lives lost in the Parkland, Florida shooting last month. Carroll Broadcasting reached out to superintendents from our area schools to find out if they were aware of any students who are planning to participate. None of these officials were aware of an organized plan, but all of them stood firm in saying there would be no disciplinary action for those who take part. Carroll Community School District Superintendent Rob Cordes Davis says that in the sole interest of student safety, they would prefer they go into the auditorium as opposed to outside. Brett Gibbs, superintendent for both Audubon and Coon Rapids Bear districts, and John Steffes, president of Kemper Catholic Schools, says they do have plans in place to help support students while still minimizing educational disruptions. Barb Krudoff with ESAC County Schools says they too would prefer special considerations for the safety of students and asks that if they want to walk out, they gather on the east side of the high school building to ensure proper supervision. An Audubon teenager was taken into custody Monday after threatening students and staff at the Audubon Community High School. Police Chief Matt Starmer reports that an investigation and interviews with witnesses deemed the threat a serious one. Subsequently, a 16-year-old female former student was arrested and charged with threats of terrorism, a Class D felony. She was then transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, where she will be held until her court appearance. Local law enforcement and school authorities say they want to reassure the public, students, and staff that this was an isolated incident and there are no longer any threats to their safety. For those who had questions or concerns, there was a police presence at the school this morning. Again, it was those who saw something and said something that are responsible for bringing the threats to the attention of the authorities, and those witness statements are greatly appreciated by all. The most pressing business matter on the Carroll City Council agenda Monday night was the public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2019 budget. Shortly after the hearing was opened, Carroll resident and former county supervisor Mark Beardmore requested the opportunity to ask questions of the council. He says he wants to make it clear he was only representing himself, but he felt he needs to go on record objecting to the proposed budget and a 3% tax increase for Carroll residents.
Based on the fact that of the entities that supported the library, including yourselves and committees and so on and so forth, a promise was made to not increase taxes as a result of the library. And I believe the taxpayers and the voters were misled by the letters, the material support that went out there.
Beardmore says this is not about the library and adds that ship has sailed. He asked for a general dialogue to be opened with council members and city staff. Although the entire county was subject to property tax assessed valuations that rose by about 7%, Beardmore wants to know how the city was going to work to bring tax levies down further to offset those higher valuations. Mayor Dr. Eric Jensen says the city's total levy rate actually dropped from $11.59 to $11.28, and the debt levy has also decreased by 50 cents. From $1.28 to 88 cents.
And I had Susan Gerlach explain that when that assessor value goes up, you know, we can lower our tax debt, you know, what we're issuing to that 1128, and we can lower that down, but we still have the other expenses that we have to meet. So,
which is why I'm here. I'm asking you to lower it further so that it doesn't equate into a tax increase for the citizens. You have full autonomy, full authority on that levy rate.
Rich valuations are a sign of economic development, not a bad thing, Beardmore says. However, he would not have been at the meeting if a promise had not been made. City Manager Mike Pogueweaver says he wants to stress the point that the library and city hall projects are coming out of the debt service levy and it is lowering. Beardmore's main source of information on the details of the tax increase are from a recent print article he claims flat out pointed to the project as the reason. Perhaps he added it may be in part correct. The bottom line for him, however, was the information put out prior to the referendum vote last year. And he wants the council to answer to that.
How do you feel about that? I'm curious. I really am. I don't want to belabor it. You guys have business and these people want to go home too, but that's on your website. Taxes will not be affected.
Maybe that was a poor choice of words. Yeah.
It was misleading is what it was, not a poor choice of words. Mayor, it was...
Again,
L word. That's pretty strong, but come on. I mean, somebody own it.
Jensen says they will own what was put up on the website. Laverne Dirks and Jerry Fleshner say they had no citizens approach them with the idea that the city would not be borrowing any money at all for the project. In fact, Fleshner adds the citizens voted on the spending of $3.8 million. According to Pogueweaver, the 3% increase will be covering inflationary issues as well as rising employee costs. In part also, the city is building a reserve for the street maintenance facility to save interest costs for Carroll citizens in the long run. It is a balancing act being conscientious of the taxpayer and living within their means, but also making sure that there aren't any potholes in the streets and their services the citizens need are readily available. Carroll has seen very modest tax increases over the years, and Pogueweaver says this continues that trend.
When you compare us just for city taxes, for cities between 8 and 12,000, we're the second lowest. Pella comes in lowest at $10.20 for levy rate. The city of Carroll is at $11.60. The high-end Denison is at $19.06. When you look at the consolidated rates, city, school, county, all other taxing entities, their rates, Carroll actually comes in at the lowest at $26.90.
The other comparison of note is the average home value to total city taxes. In Denison, for instance, a $95,000 home is taxed in the $950 range. In Carroll, a $125 homeowner will pay about $750. So higher value and lower taxes. This comparative data can be found with the story on our website, along with a link to the entire budget that was adopted by the council. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. We'll take another look at your weather and more news all after this.
Carroll Broadcasting Stations KCIM, KKRL, and KIKD is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify John Ryan at 1119 East Plaza Drive, Carroll, Iowa, 51401, call 712-792-4321, or email john at carrollbroadcasting.com. Carroll Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know Regency Park in Carroll is ranked one of the nation's top skilled nursing facilities? Hi, I'm Michelle Klucky. We pride ourselves on the top quality care our residents receive and our home-like atmosphere. We're small but mighty. We recognize that each person has physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs and rights. The entire staff thinks of our residents as family and, more importantly, treats them like family. We welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver the best service in the industry for your loved one right here at Regency Park.
Welcome back to KCIM's Evening News. I'm Nathan Cones. Taking another look at that two-day weather forecast for tonight. Some mostly clear skies with lows around 23. We'll have some north-northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour, becoming light and variable later into the evening. Tomorrow, sunny skies with highs near 62. We'll see southwest winds up to 18 miles per hour that could gust as high as 28. Wednesday night, mostly clear with low temps around 26, with some northwest winds around 8 miles per hour becoming northeast after midnight. On Thursday, mostly sunny with highs near 49, with it cooling off into the evening down to about 25. We'll still see east-northeast winds throughout the day that could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. We saw high temperatures today here in Carroll of 41 degrees around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Today's low, 23 at 7 a.m. Average highs for March 13th in Carroll, 45, and average lows, 22. Record highs were seen in 2007 of 77, and record lows of negative 12 were recorded in 1975. The sun will set this evening at 7:23 p.m., rise again tomorrow morning at 7:34 a.m. And that's been a look at your two-day weather forecast and some other facts. Let's take one more look at news. The Greene County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously yesterday to approve a fiscal year 2019 budget with a $2.5 million deficit. The county revenues for next year are projected at just under $11.4 million, with expenditures estimated at $13.9 million, up $2 million from the current budget year. The discrepancy in expenses is due to a number of new projects that may or may not be completed in the next budget year and increases in worker benefits such as health insurance costs and compensation. County taxable land valuations also saw only modest improvements. Rural land valuations increased only 0.03% from last year. Urban valuations grew 4.67% to bring the countywide increase to 1.29%. This equates to $200,000 in new money being collected in fiscal year 2019. County Auditor Jane Hewen says it is unlikely expenses will reach as high as projected because counties often overestimate their costs to allow for greater spending authority. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two area residents were taken into custody last week in separate incidents. On Friday, March 9th, deputies arrested 53-year-old Donald Dwayne Worth of Early. He is accused of assault on persons in certain occupations, an aggravated misdemeanor, and public intoxication and disorderly conduct, both simple misdemeanors. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. On Saturday, March 10th, 35-year-old Stephen Michael Scott Beck of Carroll was arrested on an outstanding district court warrant for failure to appear on a third offense public intoxication charge. He remains in custody at the Cass County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The city of Audubon is seeking to annex a portion of land near the future Waspy's truck stop location after a recent property acquisition by the business owners. The area in question sits about 1 mile south of Audubon on Highway 71. The main Waspy's lot has already been added to the city limits, and City Clerk Joe Foran says another addition is needed because the truck stop's footprint has changed.
The first time when we annexed all of Waspy's area, it was fine, but then he's purchased another piece of ground to the west, so they've gone into that one to put the truck wash and repair center and everything. So we're going to have to go back to the table and annex that extra piece.
The parcel the city is looking to add does include area that is not being incorporated into the truck stop. Foran says this move allows the city to provide utilities to the estimated $18 million facility and has some added financial benefits.
We're looking at our local option sales tax going up, and then, of course, our property tax income going up, too.
Waspy's is projected to open later this year around August 1st and will include a convenience store, a 200-seat restaurant, washing bays, tire repair shop, mechanic shop, and a 30-room motel. When completed, Waspy's is expected to create approximately 70 new jobs for the region. A woman whose story of healing, forgiveness, conversion, sports, beauty, and authentic love has been featured in periodicals and on radio and television across the country and has been announced as the keynote speaker at this year's 22nd annual Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Schools. The Catholic School Foundation of the Sioux City Diocese made the announcement Monday that Sister Miriam James Heidlin of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity would headline the Sunday, October 21st event at the Sioux City Convention Center. Headline joined SALT, a missionary community serving global areas of deepest apostolic needs after graduating from the University of Nevada, Reno. In addition to her speaking engagements, she has worked with elementary students as a high school volleyball coach and as a Catholic radio host. Heidlin has been featured in the Seattle Times, the National Catholic Register, heard on Relevant Radio, Sirius XM, Catholic Answers Live, and EWTN's Life on the Rock. Tickets for the dinner will go on sale Monday, September 3rd, and can be purchased by using the contact information included with this story on our website. The annual fundraiser benefits the 16 Catholic school systems in Northwest Iowa, including the Kemper Catholic School System in Carroll. The 2017 dinner raised $195,000. And that has been your look at KCIM's Evening News. For all of your information needs, check us out online by following us on Facebook and Twitter or on the web at carrollbroadcasting.com. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting for 1380 KCIM News.